All right, let's get started this morning, if we may. Father, we just praise your name today again, and we thank you. And we sometimes make light comments of the profoundness of being born again. The seriousness, really, on one hand, of where are we going to spend eternity, and that's right around the corner for everybody who's breathing. So, Lord, I do lift up those who are not yours yet. May today be the day of their salvation. May they respond to your beckoning call. May they know supernaturally, spiritually, that you have done it all and it's being offered freely at great expense to you, but freely given. May it be freely received, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 146 today, and I was just thinking on the way over, if I ask each of you to take a piece of paper out and write all the significant reasons to bless the Lord, how long would your list be? I'm talking about significant things. I'm not talking about, you know, making 50 items out of an apple or something, you know, but I'd probably get to 4 or 5, and I'd probably start to think, well, I've got them all down, you know, right? Well, then if you take Psalm 146 and put it on one side of the page, you'll see you have well over a dozen significant things to praise the Lord for. And so that's where we are today. And these three Psalms, 146, 147, 148, and 149 too, really, are four Psalms, or the Hallelujah Psalms. They don't have an author assigned to them, but you can't even get through the first verse here without sounds just like King David to me. But it's the Holy Spirit is the author, so it doesn't matter who's holding the pen, right? It really doesn't matter. What matters is that we listen to what the Spirit is speaking. And so Psalm 146 is inscripted on my Bible as a description, the happiness of those whose help is from the Lord, or whose help is the Lord. Now, we have in verse 3, one word for help, and that is actually the word salvation. And then we go on down to verse 5. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help. That's another word. That word is Ezra. That means coming to aid or assisting or doing whatever needs to be done. So we have some limitation in the Hebrew to English, and the limitation is typically on the English side because we can translate these different words same, and it's pretty much the same, but it's a little bit different. Salvation is a little bit different than any kind of aid, right? But he is both. He is both. So let's begin by singing this hymn. Again, it's new. It may not last very long. It's at least 550 years old, but it may not last. But praise to the Lord, and praise ye the Lord is just as good. And this particular song, I think they sing praise to the Lord, but praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near, praise him in glad adoration. So let's praise the Lord. We're going to sing verses 1 and 3, I believe. Praise ye the Lord, or praise to the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
One more time. Let the amen sound from his people again. Amen. All right. Great. Psalm 146. Reading through it, and then we'll look at it verse by verse just a little bit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the aid, or who has the God of Jacob for his aid or for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. So if we don't get the word praise kind of in our mind, then we haven't been paying too much attention here. But praise is hallel in the Hebrew, hallel. And then the Lord is Yah. And so the you is a connector. In English, it's praise thee, the Lord, or praise ye, the Lord. But so that's hallelujah. And that is in every language. That's a universal praise the Lord. So we can say hallelujah to begin this psalm. We can say hallelujah to end this psalm. So it's a hallelujah psalm, right? Got it. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, what is your soul? That is you. That is the eternal you. Not your body that's going to perish, turn back to dust, or present body. But this is praise the Lord, all of me. While I live, I will praise the Lord. Are you praising him? I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. You know, I love to sing in the car when I'm driving alone because nobody has to listen to me. But he hears me, right? And if I'm a little flat on the notes or can't get as high as it is, it's okay. So I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Then a caution here, do not put your trust in princes nor in a son of man. Now that could also be translated human being. So we're talking about people. Don't put your trust in people in whom there is no salvation. You're never going to get saved by another person. That's what that help means there, is salvation. In whom there is no salvation. His spirit departs. Yes, in this, when the spirit departs, the body, we say, is dead, right? Jesus gave up his spirit on the cross, and that was the end. His spirit departs, and he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. You know, I don't think the 100 billionaires who want 200 billion or whatever they want, when they take their last breath, it'll make one bit of difference, will it? Except that that's been such a burden for, such a stumbling block for them, because all they've thought about is money day and night for I don't know how many years, unfortunately. Usually that's the way it works. In that very day, his plans perish. Verse 5, happy, blessed is he who has the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob. That's our God, who has the God of Jacob for his help, for his Ezra, for his aid, whose hope, happy is the man, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Is your hope there? Well, I'm kind of leaning on my 401k. I'm hoping in that quite a bit now. Yeah. Forget it. Hope in the Lord who made. So we got a whole list of things here that he's done. He's made heaven and earth. So I would put that down on my list, I think, as the creation. But, you know, I might forget it. I don't know. Did you see that sunrise when you were driving in from, if you came in toward it? Oh, but beautiful colors. It's so beautiful. Who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. Who keeps truth forever. Isn't that amazing how truth disappears in man's society?
Yeah.
But with God, he keeps the truth forever. You don't have to defend the truth. It will always withstand everything. God's truth. God's truth. He executes justice for the oppressed. Don't fret for everybody who's bowed down to the dirt in oppression that that's the way it's always going to be for them. No, he executes justice. He gives food to the hungry, the same. Probably 40% of the world today is hungry. Probably 40%, maybe, plus or minus, is hoping to get enough food for one meal. I mean, to us, that sounds unbelievable. What do you mean? I want at least three good meals, you know, maybe some desserts too, right? Well, it's because we are so blessed to be in this nation. But who gives food to the hungry, and then the Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. How many today are in bondage to sin? The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Oh, how he would open our eyes. I pray that we could see him more clearly. I thank him for the physical sight as well. So good to have eyes that can see, and not everybody has eyes that can see. Concern about losing eyesight. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. Pray for those you know who are bowed down. He is the one who raises them, and he does raise them. If they will turn to him, if they will look up to him, he will raise them. If they keep looking in the mirror, they're going to stay down. Doesn't look very good when you look at yourself. The Lord loves the righteous. So if you're living rightly, if you're living by this, I mean, he loves you anyway, but he really loves the righteous, it seems like. The Lord watches over the strangers. Wow. Watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. Boy, am I thankful for that verse. When we have 70% of the babies born on the inner city don't know their father or never will be with their father. Fatherless. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. So those who have become widows, we pray for them, and he is the one who relieves them. And those of you who are fuming and fussing like I am over the wicked, how could they do that? Aren't they? What's wrong with them? But the way of the wicked, he, it doesn't say ye turn upside down, it says he. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. The good news, isn't it? And then the Lord is only going to be there for 8 years. The Lord shall reign forever. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, as we look at just a glimpse of your word and think of just a few of these awesome things you do and have done and will do and who you are, and you're so great, so great. And Lord, help us by your Spirit to pray today as we have these few moments to pray of, in light of our needs, in light of the needs of man, and as we would pray using these moments together as one little family, just led by your Spirit. So lead us now in Jesus' name. Let's pray. As we come to the end of the hour, just focus on our God reigning. And as we came to the end of the psalm today, verse 10 says, "The Lord shall reign forever." So let's sing, "Our God Reigns." Father, you do reign. You will reign. And you are reigning.
Yes.
Lord, help us. Just help us. To keep our eyes on you and on your glory. And may we go over verses such as Psalm 146 and just count our blessings of what you've done for us. May we praise you. May we indeed sing and say, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord." In Jesus' name, amen.